Here's closed shuffle licks and transposing. You look at the top left of that page, you will see the key, and you'll see a 1, 4, and 5. The key is C, the first chord is a C, the 4 chord is an F, the G chord is the 5. In every key, you will have the 1, 4, 5, which corresponds to the letters of the alphabet, but also corresponds to the chords that you'll be using. If you take a look at the closed shuffle lick, this lick, the bottom note is your root note. This works anywhere on the fretboard for the first, the sixth and fifth strings. However, I want you to look specifically down at the, it says another closed shuffle lick. That's what we covered in class. Our second finger goes on the root note. In this case, it's an A note on the sixth string. You'll do that shuffle lick. The next one, take your second finger, bring it down to the fifth string. At the fifth fret, that's a D note. That's your 4 chord in the key of A. And move that shape up 2 frets, forming a letter L. And that would be your root note on the fifth string, second fret, 7th fret. There's an E. So you have a letter L going from A at the 5th fret, D, that's the 5th fret at the 5th string, and then finally on the 7th fret on the 5th string, forming the top part of the L, is your E. 1, 4, 5, or A, D, D. You can do that same thing in the key of C, starting at the 2nd string, I'm sorry, the 6th string with your 2nd finger at the 8th fret. Lower it down onto the 5th string at the same fret, the 8th fret. That would be your F or your 4 chord. And move that up 2 frets along that string. That would be your G on the, would be the 5 chord. If you notice in your various forms of blues, in the other page, we used in the key of A or in the key of E, you'll see the different chord changes, one always a 1, 4, and 5. So refer back to that page and then look up at that key, 1, 4, and 5 part on this page, to familiarize yourself with the basic 5 keys in the blues. If we were doing the key of G in the 1, 4, 5, it would be a G, C, and D. The G, C, and D notes on the guitar are 6th string 3rd fret, 5th string 3rd fret, 5th string 5th fret. There's your L shape. Now the key of E and key of D represent something with a different type of L. If we put our 2nd finger on the 5th string at the 7th fret, there's an E. But now we invert it. We could take that 2nd finger, we put it onto the 6th string at the 5th fret. There's our A. And move that up 2 frets. There's our B. So we sort of have like an inverted L. An L, actually, it looks more like an L. The 2nd finger again on the E note on the 5th string. The 2nd finger now moving back onto the 5th string, 5th fret. In the key of E, there's an A chord. And in the key of E, to get the 5 chord, is the B. Move that up 2 frets. You can do that same thing in the key of D. The key of D, the 1, 4, and 5, is D, G, and A. If I take my 2nd finger, put it on the 5th string, at the 5th fret, there's our D. Take our 2nd finger, move it back to the 6th string 3rd fret. There's our 4 chord in the key of G. And take our 2nd finger, move it up 2 frets to the A. That's the 5 chord in the key of D.